Já estirado. আমরা শ্রবণ করছি যে এই চিহ্ন
We are hearing about the transcendental Vrajadham. It is not ordinary. It is transcendental.
যেমন আমরা গতদিন শ্রবণ করেছিলাম
Yesterday we have heard narration about Goswamiji and young boy called Mahesh. From their narration we have learned Even today, Lord is performing His pastimes. His pastimes are going on. Some are thinking, Lord is unmanifested now. But His pastimes, we should know, they are continuing, they are going on all the time, in every moment. Although we don't see them, we should know. It is not like that, that we don't see them and it means they are not going on. No, it is not like that. Author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, is saying, Seeing with ordinary eyes, we can see only ordinary Vrajabhumi, Vrajadham. With ordinary eyes, we can see only five material elements. But if we take darshan, if we look with prem netra, with transcendental eyes, divine eyes of prem, purest love for Lord Shri Krishna, then we will be able to see divine Vrindavan. After Uddhavji Maharaj spoke, Narad Muniji embraced Gop Kumar. He told, Naradji Maharaj told to Uddhavji Maharaj, it's not easy to come into argumentation with you, Uddhavji. You know the glories of Rajavasis, Rajasakis, of Sri Radharani. And further on, Naradji Maharaj told, Hey Gop Kumar, I'm going to speak to you about the glories of the divine Golok Dham. Shri Golok Dham is the topmost abode. No other abode is above it. Golok is the topmost abode, topmost Dham. Transcendental abode. If you continue little further, you will reach Golok Dham. But myself and other eternal servants, eternal associates of the Lord, we are not able to reach Golok Dham. What to speak of others? You were born at Govardhan. You are Vrajavasi. You are cowherd boy. And you are worshipping Lord Shri Krishna in a mood of his friend, Sakyabhav. And Lord Shri Krishna loves you so much. And because of that, you were able to come up to Dvaraka Dham. You have gained transcendental body. Your body became transcendental. And I am telling you, your kind of worship of the Lord, your upasana, Vraja upasana, by such a kind of worship, it's possible to gain Lord easily. Those who worship Lord Shri Krishna in a mood as a Bhagavan, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's very hard to gain the Lord by such strict sadhana. But those who develop relationship with the Lord in one of these moods, as His servant, His friend, like His parent, or in transcendental loving mood, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam, or Madhur Bhavas, then it will be very easily possible to reach the Lord, Lord Shri Krishna in Vraja. So many have reached the Lord in such a way. Someone desires the Lord in relationship as His servant. You desire, for example, that the Lord is your friend, that He plays with you, that He embraces you. That is not possible for the others. Hey Gop Kumar, Naraji is saying. If someone has a relationship with the Lord as his servant, he should worship the Lord in that kind of mood, in Dasya Bhav, and then he will be able to reach the Lord. If someone worships in a mood of servitorhood, in Dasya Ras, they should follow in the footsteps of Lord's eternal servants as Ratak and Patrak. In Sakya mood, Sakya Ras, in a mood of friendship, they should follow in the footsteps of Lord Shri Krishna friends as Subal and Shridam. In Vatsalya Ras, in a mood of parenthood, considering the Lord like his own son, their own son, what they should do? They should follow in the footsteps of Mother Yashoda and other senior gopis in Vraj. And then they will be easily able to reach the Lord in such a mood. And in Madhur Ras, transcendental loving mood, they should follow in the footsteps of Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, and other Sakis, Cowherd Girl of Vraja. And then they will be able to gain the Lord in such a mood very easily. The important point is following in the footsteps. It's not possible to do anything on one's own. If someone wants to worship in such a mood, they should have such a kind of relationship, such a kind of mood towards the Lord. So, by following the mood of particular relationship with the Lord, it's possible to gain the Lord easily. For example, I want the Lord as my friend or as my son. or as a lover. It is the most simple way to gain the Lord. And this is the topmost upasana or way of worship. The topmost kind of worship of the Lord is the worship in one of these moods, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam or Madhur. One of these kind of bhavas, rasas, and very easily a devotee will be able to gain the Lord. To worship the Lord as Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, very strict sadhana is required, and it's very hard sadhana. But by developing relationship with the Lord and worshipping in these kind of moods, relationships, it's very easy possible to gain the Lord. Those who are not following in the footsteps of Sadhu, Guru and Vaishnava, it will be very hard for them to worship the Lord and to reach Him. If someone doesn't learn to worship following in the footsteps, they will be not able to gain the Lord. First of all, we should worship Guru, following His instructions. And step by step, we should enter into the abode of bhakti. Author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami Pad, is saying, that we should follow in the footsteps of the moods of Vrajavasis, eternal Vrajavasis. Who are they? Radharani, Sakis. And according to the moods, other Vrajavasis. In this way, Lord's lotus feet will be reached. Vrajavasis, they don't consider Lord Shri Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't look at Him with these moods of Vaishvarya, awe and reverence. Awe and reverence. Some are considering Him to be their own son. For example, Mother Yashoda, during this Damodar month, she has tied Lord Shri Krishna. Lord Shri Krishna, He is controller of everything. No one can tie Him. Still, Mother Yashoda, by her sadhana, by her endeavor, she was able to tie the Lord with the rope of her love, of her prem. Lord Shri Krishna, He is controller of everyone, and it's not possible to control Him. So although it was impossible, still, Mother Yashoda was able to tie Him. The Supreme Controller, Lord of everything, Sarveshwar Lord Shri Krishna, He was tied by His mother. Mother Yashoda, being attracted towards Lord Shri Krishna as her own son, she was able to tie Him. So Lord Shri Krishna, He allows his devotees even to tie him.
Brajendra Nandana Tare Jane Brajajan Vaisarjo Gyan Nahi Nijo Sambandho Manan.
Kaviraj Goswami Pad is explaining in such a beautiful way. In their relationship with Lord Shri Krishna, there is no Aishwarya, even reverence. Even reverence. They have relationship with Lord Shri Krishna. They consider him to be their own son or their own friend. They consider him to be son of Nanda Maharaj. They know he is son of Nanda, Krishna. He is one of us. He is our own. They don't look at Shri Krishna with this knowledge of his opulence. They don't look at him with awe, even reverence. So if someone worships Lord Shri Krishna in one of these kind of Raja moods, Dasyam, Sakyam, Vatsalyam and Madhur Bhav, if they develop relationship with the Lord in one of these moods, they will be able to gain the Lord. And there is consideration of committing offenses here. If while following in the footsteps, someone starts thinking, although they are worshipping in Manjari Bhav, that I'm going to become Lalita, or I'm going to become Radha, or I'm worshipping in a mood of Shri Krishna's friend, then now I will become Krishna himself. That's great offense, great aparad. There is Aishwarya, opulence in Vraja, but it is hidden, it is not manifested. It is told sometimes some are considering in Vraja there is worship of Madhur Ras, so it means there is no Aishwarya there. But it is not true. It's a mistake to think like that. There is the topmost Aishwarya, opulence in Vraja. But because at the same time there is so much Madhurya, so much transcendental loving sweetness in Vraj, that it is covering Aishwarya, opulence. And thus, it's not possible to notice Aishwarya or opulence within Vraj. Above topmost Aishwarya or opulence, Lord has put the cover of Madhurya, transcendental loving sweetness, in Vraj. Madhur Yashoda, Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad is saying, she was not able at the beginning to tie the Lord. She brought all the robes she had in her household. It is told that Mother Yashoda has brought so many of the robes. There were so many robes in her household for tying cows. And she has brought so many of those robes. That's manifestation of Aishwarya. Aishwarya, opulence doesn't mean only money, but it means different kinds of wealth. Wealth means to have money. Wealth means to have lots of disciples. Wealth means to have lots of sons. These are all different kinds of wealth. Although it's possible to tie one child as Shri Krishna with only one rope, but although his waist is small, that it can come even in two hands. Still, so many ropes were not enough to tie him when Mother Yashoda brought them, until the Lord didn't bestow His mercy. Mother Yashoda was endeavoring, and the Lord bestowed His mercy. How is it possible to gain mercy? By performing sadhana, the Lord bestows mercy. So Mother Yashoda was endeavoring. In this way, she was performing sadhana with determination. She was endeavoring, and Lord Shri Krishna bestowed His mercy. And only then she was able to tie the Lord. So there is so much of opulence in Vraja. And it was like that when we speak about Dvapara Yuga. But in Kali Yuga, Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, he was sitting at the banks of Yamuna performing his bhajan. Once ruler Akbar came to offer dandavat pranams, prostrated obeisances unto him. And afterwards, this ruler, Akbar, told, "Hey Gosaiji, please give me some service to Vraja." Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad has asked him, "Which kind of service shall I give to you? Everything is here in Vraja, nothing is needed." But after ruler Akbar continued pleading, Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad agreed. He said, "All right, nearby the steps at the banks of Yamuna got broken. You can fix them." And ruler Akbar told, "All right, I will send my servants there." Srila Sanatan Goswami did the test. He actually wanted to teach ruler Akbar, and he told, "No, no, come yourself. I want to show you where it is." So when they came to the bank of Yamuna, further on, Srila Sanatan Goswami had put his arm on the shoulders of ruler Akbar. With one arm he was embracing ruler Akbar, and with the other hand, other arm he has shown, pointing to the steps. At that moment, by the transcendental touch of Srila Sanatan Goswami, ruler Akbar could see. With ordinary eyes, we could see only ordinary steps, some stone, some sand at a place where the steps were broken. But now ruler Akbar could see golden steps decorated with endless jewels. And Akbar told humbly, How can I do any service? I'm not qualified. All my opulence of all my kingdom is not enough to fix even few steps here in Vrajadham. He could see this endless wealth of Vrajadham, endless opulence and wealth of Vrajadham, gold steps decorated with endless jewels. Further on, Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that all the wealth, natural opulence of Shivrajadham, Golokdham, is endless, like endless ocean. And all the opulence of joint Vaikuntha planets and Dvaraka itself is incomparable. It is like a speck of dust in comparison with endless wealth, Aishwarya, opulence of Shivrajadham. So this topmost abode of Goloka, he Gop Kumar, Naraji Maharaj was telling to Gop Kumar, he was saying, it's not possible to describe such opulence. There is so much Madhurya there in Shigolok Vrajadham that all endless opulence, Aishwarya of Shigolok Vrajadham is not noticeable in the presence of so much Madhurya, transcendental loving sweetness. All the Aishwarya is unnoticeable. Although there is so much of endless opulence there. So this Madhurya of Raja is being preached by whom? It's been preached by Shukadev Goswami, son of Vyasa. And also, all the bhaktas are hearing about these descriptions. Naraji is saying, look, I'm speaking about Vraja to you. Usually I don't speak about it, but today my mouth, my tongue, that was tied off, it was tightly tied earlier. Today it got untied, it's open. My mouth, my tongue is free now. I can't stop speaking to you about the glories of Golokdham. Eternally, my mouth is shut when it comes to describing the glories of Shivrajadham. But seeing your mood, you are Lord Krishna's dear friend. You are Vrajavasi, dear friend of Lord Shri Krishna, and you are qualified to hear about these topics. Because of that, although my mouth, my tongue was tightly tied, today it's completely open, it's untied. My tongue is free now to speak about the glories of Shri Golokdham.
পণ্ডুয়ান সৃষ্টি হয়েছে। এই অতি গুজ্জাতি গুজ্জ তত্ত্ব,
দিস ভেরি সিক্রেট তত্ত্ব, ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল ট্রুথ, ইজ নট টু বি স্পোকেন টু এনিওয়ান। স্টিল নাও আই এম ফিলিং ডিজায়ার to speak to you about it. I'm desiring to speak about the glories of Golok Dham to you. Hey Gop Kumar, we, meaning me, Mahamuni Narad, Udavji, Hanumanji, we are eternal associates of the Lord, but we are not able to easily reach Golok Dham. Also Lord Brahma, or Lord Rudra, Shiva, they are also desiring to have the darshan of Golok Dham, but even they are not able to do so. Still, I'm speaking to you. Hey Gop Kumar, this hidden or secret katha is being spoken to you because you have qualification. So this particular time at the end of Dvaraka Yuga, Lord Shri Krishna, at this particular time, at the end of Dvapara Yuga, taking all of his other avatars, all of his other manifestations, he had appeared in Vraja. In Brahma Kalpa, at this particular time, at the end of Dvapara Yuga, once in a four yugas, Lord Shri Krishna comes and performs his pastimes. So all the other avatars of the Lord, they join together, and at that time, Lord Shri Krishna comes in Bhauma Vrindavan, and the Lord performs his Vraja Leela then. So the Lord is present everywhere here in Vraja, in every tree, in every branch of a tree, in every leaf of a tree. But still with ordinary eyes, such persons see only five material elements. But those who have divine eyes of prem, transcendental love for Lord Shri Krishna, they can see Lord Shri Krishna everywhere. With ordinary eyes, it's not possible to understand the glories of the Dham. We can see only monkeys everywhere around. Ordinary person is looking around and seeing there is a sadhu here and this other person is not sadhu. It looks like our own village, but it's not like that. Our Goswamis, they've written about the Lord and his pastimes in their books. They were speaking about it. They were preaching glories of Shri Vrindavan Dham. and these transcendental pastimes from all these old times. Eternal pastimes of the Lord they have described in their works. And devotees are studying the books of Goswamis. They are hearing, they are keeping them in their hearts, and they are remembering the Lord. They are remembering Lord's Leelas in their hearts. And in this way, it's possible to gain the Lord. The glories of Shivraja Dham are so great that it's not possible to describe it all. And at the same time, possibility to reside in Shivraja Dham is endless. Its glories are not possible to describe properly. Residing in the glorious Mathura area, in Shri Vrindavan Dham, Shri Govardhan Dham, and in the topmost Shri Radha Kund Dham, glories or even one day, one night spent there is endless. So, as it has been described earlier, honest person, simple person, is able to reach the Lord easily. Those who are cheaters, they won't be able to do so. Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first verse, is describing that those who are envious, those whose mind is crooked, those who possess so many material desires, who are immersed in those material desires, they are not able to perform Krishna's bhajan. Scriptures again and again, they are explaining, be simple, become sadhu. What does it mean to be sadhu? It doesn't mean just to give up material existence, but it means to develop those kind of qualities as well, to become humble, to become honest. Again and again, it's the same katha, that we should be conscious of that we should give up crookedness, we should give up cheating, we should give up envy, and worship Lord Govinda in such a way. It's very simple. But it's not easy to develop that kind of behavior. Himsa or torturing other living entities should be given up as well. Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying we should hear Harikatha in Vrindavan, Varshana, Govardhan, Radhakund, in whole world. Devotees are hearing Harikatha. There is so many fruits, good results of such hearing. These kind of topics are explained in the scripture at so many places, in Mahabharata as well, We are hearing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says, Kaviraj Goswami Pad is saying, we should give up kubuddhi, or it means the bad kind of consciousness, performing himsa or torturing others, or matsarya, being envy. We should have a simple mind, and with such a mind, we should hear Harikatha. Shravan and Kirtan should be done with giving up all this kind of bad consciousness or bad mind or bad behavior. Giving up all these bad qualities, one should hear Harikatha and be engaged in chanting japa. And in this way, one will easily gain the Lord. It's not that the devotee means having all different kinds of unwanted qualities, being envy. Not such a behavior, such bad qualities should be given up. Hari Bhajan should be performed, Hari Katha should be heard, without such a bad qualities and behavior. Kirtan should be done, Jap should be done in such a proper behavior with proper consciousness. And in this way, Lord can be gained very easily. So Naraji is saying, I am speaking to you, O Gop Kumar, this hidden, very secret katha. I am describing these secret, hidden topics to you. Earlier, my mouth, my tongue, for a long, long time, it was kept tied. But in front of you, I can't keep my mouth, my tongue shut. It's been untied, and I'm speaking to you freely. So we are going to hear about the glories of Golokdham further on. So tomorrow, by Mahaprabhu's mercy, we are going to continue our katha. And for today, we are putting our katha to rest here.
श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय श्री श्री बृहद् भागवतामृत की जय श्रील सनातन गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय माता उत्तरा देवी की जय श्री गोप कुमार की जय श्री श्री दीपावली की जय अन्नकूट महोत्सव की जय गिरिराज महाराज की जय श्री दामोदर व्रत की जय व्रतकारी समस्त भक्त वृंद की जय आपन आपन श्री गुरु महाराज की जय आजकेर आनंद की जय 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 श्री राधे श्याम निताय गौर हरि बोल।